Now, Halt the Musical, I understand the original concept came from a comedy sketch. So can you tell us a little bit about the inception of the idea?
Yeah, absolutely. I was doing a fringe comedy show, just a variety kind of sketch show, and we had one, an idea which had been sitting around for a while, of just Harold Holt, King of Atlantis. It was quite a...
That was the title?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It was quite a silly sketch which relied a lot on what we call signposting, where most of the lines of the sketch were, yes, I'm Harold Holt, King of Atlantis. Hello there, I am Harold Holt, King of Atlantis, and so on and so forth. Not an amazing sketch, but we thought it was funny. And one person came up to me sometime after the show was on and was like, you know what? This wouldn't be such a bad time to do like a whole Harold Holt musical. And I thought, you know what, you're probably right.
You mentioned a book before as well. Did you write something about this?
The book, sorry?
Yeah.
Oh, no. When I said I wrote
the book. The book of the musical.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, yeah, okay. No. So that it went from a comedy sketch, which mm-hmm. was a small part of a show.
Yes.
And then expanded.
Into a very large,
very large, silly
production. Yeah.
He never forgot the loneliness he felt that night.
Yep. That was. Yep.
Why is that quote important?
Well, that was another one of the things that really drove us to write the show. We just happened to be looking at his Wikipedia page one day, and he was describing how he spoke at a speech night at his university, sorry, his college.
Yeah, Wesley College, yep.
And his mother was dead and his father didn't turn up. And so he apparently never forgot the loneliness he felt that night, which seemed like a very strange
Whether or not that's
colouring.
True.
That's very poignant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that's a moment that we also took and used in the show, but also for parody's sake, which you will see if you come to see it. Yeah.
Yeah, we just thought it was very funny that such a line was put into Wikipedia, which is meant to be a factual thing.
Yeah,
well, yeah.
It's probably better now. Probably. In like 2007, it was so easy to edit.
Yeah.
We've tracked out it a little bit now. Jacinta, you play Zara Holt.
Yes.
Harold's wife.
Yes.
I didn't know anything about Zara Holt.
Sure. So, yeah, it's been really interesting writing this show. I also didn't really know a lot about Harold Holt, his life, his family, anything, just because it's a much older generation's interest.
Mm.
So it's been really fun, except there's sort of been like a strange crossover between like, that end, if you've seen any like Harold Holt memes recently, like
yeah. He's in the forefront of meme speak
for some reason at the moment. He's like okay. Everywhere. So it's very interesting. That's literally all of the context I had, was that this man drowned, and then I started researching his and Zara's relationship, which is very, very interesting. So Zara was a fashion like designer. She was also a businesswoman, and she was also a bit of a fashion icon in the 50s and 60s, on the cover of a lot of women's magazines, and in many ways was a lot more famous, and I would even venture to say maybe a little more charismatic. I don't know. That's my judgment call. than Harold Holt himself. Yeah, they had a very loving, interesting marriage. She was infamously sort of okay with his multiple infidelities and stuff. I think they both were sort of, yeah, cheated on each other, but like openly, so I guess that's not really called cheating.
Yeah, there's some really charming interviews from her later in her life where she talks about Harold and that kind of thing. And she just seems to take it in quite a nice stride, which we thought was quite refreshing, especially with these kind of narratives that you see often in musicals where like
the big twist is sort of cheating is this like big huge twist. And one of the things I'm the most proud of in the show is that we sort of subvert that a little bit, which yeah. Again. Yeah.
She lived quite a lot longer than him, didn't she?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
I think she also remarried as well.
She did, to another politician.
Yeah, and became a dame, which,
yes.
I mean, he was never knighted. She was.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's powerful. She's a cool woman.
How impressive.
Yeah.
Now, did you guys know that in Victoria there's a pool called the Harold Holt Swim Centre?
Yeah.
I'm getting some smiles.
Yeah.
I mean, this is it. It's
very
a joke.
Funny.
It's a joke. This whole thing is a joke. It's very...
When
you sit back and think about it, I mean, especially if you were a person from another country and you heard about the fact that the most powerful person, arguably the most powerful person in Australia, just drowned. It's really funny when these powerful people have such normal, mundane things happen to them. And we almost couldn't accept that, so we came up with all these conspiracy theories.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah. definitely.
There were multiple conspiracy theories.
Oh, there's
right?
a huge amount. There's like the Chinese submarine one is probably the most famous. Yeah. Another one is that he was abducted by the CIA because he wanted to like pull troops from Vietnam. There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of harebrained theories.
there was a big one that I read about that he was helping build Pine Gap, some nuclear facility that was going to help nuclear power become more powerful than oil, and that the Rockefeller Corporation wanted him dead.
Yeah, I mean, it's feasible.
Yeah. Wow. It's just a different time. That was like 67?
Yeah, it was 67 pretty much. Yeah.
67.
It's so different to now. Could you imagine like the American president just being at a beach by themselves and it's real dangerous and they just go out?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely, yeah.
It's such a different concept.
Yeah, but I think even back then, even 50 years ago, it still would have been so strange to think that he just disappeared.
Mm.
That he was the most powerful man, as I said, in the country. And he just went, oh, well, that's it. Time to move on. Next thing, please.
You mentioned he was the king of Atlantis in your skit. Is there an aquatic theme?
I think part of the show is based underwater. That's all we'll
say. That's all we'll say, yeah. But it is, part of it is based underwater,
Okay. I mean, that could be anything from a single staging of Holt drowning to an entire elaborate dance number. We won't say much more.
We won't say. It's a misery. We won't say. But yeah.
Cool. So that kind of leads me to my next question. We're kind of learning about Harold Holt. Is it to the book historical depiction, or is it largely in the realm of satire?
Largely in the realm of...
Column B.
I don't know.
What do you think?
Well, I think my feelings of satire and comedy is that if you come quite close to the truth in some matters, it can make the satire a lot more powerful.
Mm.
So for the majority of the first act, we do keep quite close to his life.
Yeah,
because there are elements of his life which almost sound like we've made them up. And we've discussed a few times where we almost feel like we need to have a sign on stage being like, no, this actually happened. This bit actually
this
happened.
Real. Yeah, this real. Yeah.
Yeah, and after that, in the second act, it does get a lot more fanciful. But it is fun to think that the audience will be playing with that kind of guesswork of what is true and what is false.
Those blurred lines between, did this actually happen in the 60s?
Yeah.
Cool. And also... We, I guess we're building up a picture of Harold Holt and his wife. So when we go in, we've been there for 2 hours, we've seen the production. Do we come out with a good understanding of who this historical figure was? Or a better understanding, perhaps?
I think it's interesting, you know, I think one of the credits to this musical is it genuinely depicts parts of history in a really fun way. And you can definitely tell that there's a lot of parts of it that are fanciful and silly. And you wouldn't come out and think, wow, that was a... Now I know who he was. but you will have seen some really interesting parts and, like, nuggets of his life, as well as walking out and having had, like, a really fun time. Yeah, what do you think?
I don't know how close we actually have gotten to depicting the real Harold Holt.
Yeah.
We have had to make kind of narrative concessions to allow for what we are trying to also make in terms of the show. Because it is quite hard sometimes when you're depicting historical figures. And I think most films that have historical figures, they just cut corners to try and make it fit into like an hour and a half, 2 hour movie. Sometimes you need to make them a bit more motivated. Sometimes you need to change the reasons why they do things. I think the one thing we decided upon quite early is that for the most part, Holt would be a bit of an inversion of that. He'd be a bit more, I'm just going to go with the flow of things.
Yep. He's less of a person who decides things rather than a person that things just tend to happen to.
Okay.
We sort of like the idea of having a character that fell from the top to get to the other top.
Yeah.
Just like started here and ended
and moved sideways.
Yeah. Which is most, those are like political figures anyway.
Sure.
Yeah.